This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith, live from Yogi's at the corner of 10th and Indiana. And now, here's Joe Smith.
Boy, we thought last summer in Rio was something, and it was, really, for the IU swimming and diving program of Ray Luz and Drew Johansson at the Summer Olympics a few months back. Remember, a total of 7 medals won by a group of 11 Hoosiers, 4 of them gold, a silver, 2 bronze. But the program then moving into 2016-17 as Indiana University, and its accomplishments off the charts. Men's Big Ten champions, first time in 11 years, wire-to-wire fashion there. They were 7th at the NCAAs. Its best finish in 38 years. 13 men of Coach Ray Luz earned a total of 32 All-America honors, the most in 42 years. And a couple of them, Olympian gold medalist Blake Peroni and rising sophomore Vinny Lanza, each landing 5 All-America certificates. And how about this household name, sophomore Lily King? Out of Evansville, Flat just rewrote every record book available in the 200 breaststroke. Duplicated at Nationals what she did as a freshman, winning not only the 200 but the 100. And the first swimmer or diver to win 4 individual national crowns in Big Ten history. The Hoosier women, second in the Big Tens. Lily, back-to-back Big Ten swimmer of the year. And then it was on to the NCAAs for the women. 8th place finish, second best in school history. And 8 women earned a total of 24 All-America honors. Gia D'Alessandro with 5 and Lily with 4. 2 incredible months, February and March, with the overall program achievements that is just short of mind-boggling. And then late, breaking news this afternoon from Chicago. The man we're going to talk to tonight, Ray Luz, who engineers this program, named the Big Ten Men's Swimming Coach of the Year, becoming the first coach in Big Ten history to win both the Men's and Women's Swimming Coach of the Year honors last season, now is the first coach in conference history to repeat as both. He was named Women's Coach of the Year a couple of weeks ago. Ray now has won Big Ten Swimming Coach of the Year honors a total of 8 times, 5 for the men and 3 for the women. And I always use the disclaimer and counting. Tonight, the memories and achievements placed in our spotlight Tuesday night as we welcome you to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's along with our producer, Will Boatman, high atop our One City Center Studios downtown, on-site producers Jawan and Mike Glascott, and all of our sponsors. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith, and the Coach of the Year is with us, along with Vinny Lanza and Lily King, and we'll be talking to those All-Americans here before the night is over. One fabulous year. You talk about the wow factor, just outstanding, and let's start from a, Ray, from a total program standpoint. Just place what we have witnessed, what I have just tried to partially describe, just kind of put that into perspective for the entire program. Welcome to the show. Congratulations for all of your kids. As I say, wow.
It's humbling, first off. I mean, it's been a really nice year and a half, and we're real fortunate to have some great kids right now that are very motivated, talented, good teammates, and then just the staff that we have, Drew, yeah. Dennis Dale, Mike Westfall, Blair Bachman, Matt Bow. It takes the whole, the whole village to be successful, and we realize that, and we're humbled by that.
A year ago, obviously, the kids that were focal points in the program were getting ready for Rio, a good many of them, 11, as the delegation came about and competed in Rio de Janeiro. But what was one of the biggest surprises for you coming back from those success stories in Rio and then, Ray, preparing both of your programs for competition in the rugged schedule that you laid out and in both the conferences?
Well, one of the big surprises was the day I got back. Actually, the day after I got back, I was meeting with my freshman parents and I had to get right back into it because our staff had held down the fort while we were gone at the Olympics.
Right.
And they really needed some time off. And I was just so grateful to be home. I didn't want to go anywhere but Bloomington. So, I like what I do. I don't really consider it work, but it was a little bit of a you know, an eye-opener. One day you're in Rio, and then the next day you're in a team room talking to freshman parents and, you know, talking about the next 4 years. So, but it helps kind of you get back into the normal routine. I like the normal routine. I love practice. I love seeing the kids every day. So,
and that's where the excitement factor is. You bring them in. You redshirt them if necessary. Some are ready to go right out of the barn, so to speak, and into the waters. And this is Ray Lewis. This is what this program began as. This is what this program is now and where it's going.
I hope we're just kind of on the journey. There's some sure. places that we want to go. We would really like to win the national team title. I think that's a huge goal that's out there, and hopefully it doesn't have to be such a long-term goal as it's felt like. But you know, we've begun to win some national titles, you know, obviously with Lily and Blake came very, very close in the 200 freestyle last week. So hopefully this is just part of the journey, and you know, it's fun, but we'd like to see more.
We'll just kind of capsulize things before we bring in Lily. We always start with the women. You know, that's just part of my makeup. I mean, and we did that when she was in here after she got back from Rio, and she's going to sit right over there in the same seat she sat in last time, because that's the good luck seat, and I don't want her sitting anyplace else. But let's go back to the Big Tens. Women finished second. They were eighth in the Nationals. They were ranked all season long. But let's talk a little about the Big Ten and the competition. At the league championships, you won 9 medals, and 8 of them were gold.
You know, our women were ranked. We were barely hanging on to the top 20 for a while there.
Sure.
I think we slipped to like 15th or 16th in the country, and you know, we lost a good number of dual meets, some, you know, by a wide margin. But that second place finish at Big Tens was really, really good with what we had, And then I think we surprised a lot of people. We were only picked to finish 13th based on, you know, the personnel that we had, and we ended up finishing 8th. So I always love when the teams exceed expectation, and I think our women did that. And we'll be better next year, you know, just with the numbers and the balance and the depth. But I thought this year's group of ladies really exceeded.
And it kind of bears out that you know, it's not so much quantity. It's quality. So you wind up over there at Purdue and you break 4 school records, 4 Big Ten records, 6 Big Ten meet marks. You broke a half a dozen pool records. I'm glad you did that at Purdue. 1 NCAA record and 1 American record, and you matched NCAA cut times and had 42 personal best swims. That's who you took to the Big Ten, and that's how you kind of springboarded in. This is why we're going to bring Lily on, because we'll talk about the NCAA in a second, but you couldn't have wanted for a better springboard, if you will, into the Nationals for the women.
For sure. We got a lot of people developing nicely, and you know, we got some big guns like Lily and Kennedy Goss and Gia D'Alessandro. So, you know, we're just putting one foot in front of the other, you know, and trying to improve our program.
You know, you talk about Lily and Gia D'Alessandro. They were both first-team All-Big Ten. You mentioned Kennedy Goss. You and I, and we're going to talk about the divers in a minute, because Jessica Barato was just outstanding in the points that she accumulated, not only at the Big Tens, but at the NCAAs. But a couple of women, Allie Rocket and Holly Spears, both also were first-team All-Big Teners as well. So a heck of a list right there, joining Jess and joining Lily and joining Gia.
I'd like to talk about those two. Allie Rocket, she had a really rough start to the NCAA meet. In preliminaries, her backstroke leadoff was catastrophic, really. And we recovered and got in eighth, and then she settled down and ended up leading us to a fourth place finish the next night in the short medley relay. And then Holly Spears, she's a walk-on from the region and somebody with very limited experience. And she ended up, you know, anchoring our relays, and all of a sudden she's on the podium getting the big NCAA trophy. And I couldn't be more proud of those two for the critical roles that they played, especially Holly.
Well, as I say, the depth is high quality, and the numbers and the records and the times speak for themselves. And mentioning times, when we talk about an event, the 200 breaststroke, and we're talking about a time of 2:03.18. That is flat, smoking hot. And the lady that did it, and she's erased every doggone record there is to set in an event, Lily King, the two-time Olympian, gold medalist from Rio, and she's got a wagon load of awards that we'll talk about, and she has been accorded multiple All-American honors as well. Lily joins in the conversation. We'll talk about the NCAAs, the women with their second-best finish in school history, eighth. When we come back, you're listening to Sports Talk, celebrating IU swimming and diving. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone. About 20 past the hour. This is a Sports Talk Tuesday night, live from Yogi's here at the corner of 10th and Indiana, saluting the IU women, the IU men of coaches Ray Luce, the diving from Drew Johansson, as we've talked a little about the IU women achievements by the women. And one of them will be joining us here momentarily, and you know her name, Lily King. But Ray Luce joining us, the coach of the year. Now, what, eight total times as far as the program? That was announced, taking care of both titles, coach of the year in men's and women's swimming, as far as the conference is concerned. Well, we mentioned that 2:03. You know, you and I had talked about her time whittling itself down, and now it has whittled itself down to 2:03 and change. Reset the American, NCAA, NCAA meet, U.S. Open, IU school record that she set last year, and the mark also broke the natatorium record. Anything else to break for the young lady from Evansville?
Well, there's a lot to do. And she can't wait to do it. Ah. You know, I know she really wanted to get under 56. We're going to have to wait a little bit on that and under 2:03. But Lily broke records, not, you know, necessarily having her A game. And that's what's special about her. She leaves no excuses, doesn't put those out there. And she is just a fierce, fierce competitor.
You know, with that win in the 200 breast, Ray, now the first swimmer, Lily, or diver, as I mentioned right at the start, in Big Ten history to win four individual national titles. And I love this word, and counting.
Well, I'll tell you, that 200 breast, she knew it was going to be a really good race, because the NCAA champion from the year before, her freshman year, was returning off an Olympic redshirt, Kira Smith. So Lily knew she was going to have a good race, and Kira Smith was kind of putting things out there in social media, and that's like the worst thing you can do with Lily King, because she just she reads everything, she knows her competition, and it's just like pouring gas on a fire. It's just you shouldn't do it.
That's why these times are smoking hot. She understands who the competition is, what the event is, obviously. And we bring her on board out of Evansville, Indiana. And she has certainly graced us. She's becoming an old veteran at this on Sports Talk, Lily King. And Lily, first of all, congratulations on what was. And, you know, now as we asked Ray, Coach Luce, right at the start, time now that you've had a week or so to reflect back on your sophomore season, you can share your thoughts on, how you think it went, the good, the bad, the ugly. I don't even know if that one even applies, but there was plenty good. But kind of put it in perspective and some reflection thoughts.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I knew this year was going to be hard to top last year. You know, coming in freshman season, breaking two American records, making the Olympic team, winning two Olympic gold medals. And then coming back and, like, having to start your college season, start right from the beginning again. So I knew it was definitely going to be hard, you know, just returning from the Olympics, just mentally. And, you know, NCAAs didn't really turn out to be the meet that I wanted. Had a poor swim in the 200 IM, didn't swim the way I wanted in the 100 breast. But luckily I was able to turn it around for the 200 and, you know, have a good swim and have the race that I wanted.
You know, as far as the Big Tens, going back to the Big Tens, and we talked about some of the accolades that you guys, and again, the second place finish speaks for itself with, you know, things were kind of up and down, and you faced that rugged schedule. But put that in perspective, how all of the women gathered and gave it its best, chasing Michigan right down to the final day.
Yeah, well, last year we came home from Big Tens, you know, in second place, and we were distraught. We were so upset that we were second, and this year we came home from Big Tens with second place, and we were all so happy. We swam so well, and we really were able to come together as a team and focus on ourselves and, you know, it was really just a great team moment for the girls.
Well, looking ahead to the the next major competition, I think we have U.S. Nationals, the World Championship Trials in Indy at the end of June. But what do you do to start, you know, your preparation now for this next phase, now that the Big Ten, the NCAAs, have completed themselves?
Yeah. Well, you know, we talked about NCAAs and kind of reflected on the meet a little bit, and then, you know, we're right back into long course season now. We're right back into you know, getting training for that. I've been back in the water since Thursday, so just a couple days off. But yeah, I mean, just right back into it, refocusing goals, you know, swimming faster in practice than I ever have before, lifting more weight, you know, just things like that to get ready for the season this summer.
Well, now that you're back in the water, that kind of ruins my next question, because I was going to ask you if you took any time off, you know, after the NCAAs, and if you did so, you know, spring break was in there as well, but you have any fun over and above what the normal, you know, job of a student athlete is in college?
Didn't do too much. We had NCAAs during spring break, so so that, you know, taking a beach trip that week was kind of ruined. But yeah, I mean, I had a couple afternoons off, I should say. I still lifted all last week and got right back in. But I went home last weekend, so that was kind of a little break.
Just hang around with the family and stuff? Do anything cool?
Not really. Just kind of sat around the house. Yeah.
Outside of this outstanding radio show, live from your favorite restaurant, by the way, in Bloomington, you told me that.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. But what's been your favorite promotional appearance, you know, thinking back since you got back from Rio, and why?
Yeah, that's a good
question. You had so many. I mean,
I know. It's been so many different things.
Yeah, the Colts game, Pacers game.
Yeah, I think the Pacers game was definitely my favorite. Getting to meet Reggie Miller, you know, kind of my trash talk idol. So we had a lot of things to relate about. So, yeah, that was probably my favorite.
She gave him the wag of the finger. He gave you the wag, huh?
I think we both wagged each other.
You wagged each other, huh? The time that you recorded, and Ray brought it up, you're never satisfied and you're always looking for better. How fast can you go in looking at your specialty? Well, you got two specialties, both breaststroke events, but talk to me a little about the quickness and where you want to be, say, I don't know, coming up for the Nationals and the World Championships.
Yeah, something Ray and I were definitely talking about today was, you know, setting the world record this summer. So
what is that right now, time?
104.32 is the record.
104?
104. And I've been 104.99, I do believe. So, yeah, about a half a second drop there, a little over. But that's kind of what we're looking forward to next.
So that's your focus right now in that event and,
right.
and coming back for that. So the Pro Series meets, we got a bunch of them spread out across the country. There's one about in every month in every corner of the United States. There's one in Mesa, down in Atlanta in May, Santa Clara out in June. You going to do anything with that?
Yeah, right now we're just planning on doing Atlanta. But yeah, Mesa's it's kind of at a weird time, for us. And then Santa Clara's a little far to go, just so short out of, U.S. Nationals. So right now we're just planning on Atlanta.
You know, it's neat. First of all, we talk about the national arena, the IU Natatorium, which is our home away from home. Mm-hmm. How neat was it? Kind of your thoughts and reflections. And again, we include you with your teammates and finishing eighth nationally. You were ranked 15th when it was all said and done. You're moving up the charts team-wise. What's this mean to you, not only individually and what you've accomplished, Lily, but for the entire women's program?
Yeah, it was really great. You know, coming off of last year, we had probably the best meet I think we ever, you know, we could have had. Yeah. Every time somebody hit the water, something absolutely crazy happened. So this year going in, you know, we were, you know, down a few people that we had last year, and then, you know, we just didn't know what was going to happen in general, but you know, we got off to a really great start that first Wednesday night with 800 free relay, ending up, were they 12th? Is that right?
Yep.
And they were not supposed to score. So, you know, just getting the points just to immediately start off the meet, that was a really big thing for us to get the ball rolling.
And, you know, Coach talked about Allie and Holly and a lot of the ones that are on the, that got the experience of the national beat, much like you did a year ago. What do you do now as a crusty veteran, having been there, done that? How do you kind of help coach them along and encourage them to, or is it just easy because there's so much God-given talent?
Yeah, I don't know. Definitely not God-given talent, I would say that. But, you know, in regards to Allie and Holly, both of those girls work so hard. that when we get to the meet, they tend to doubt themselves. So I find myself a lot of the time before the relays, you know, saying, hey, like, you guys can do this. It's just like practice. Like, you swim faster than all these girls do in practice. You can do this. But actually, the night of the 200 medley relay, for finals, they were not nervous. All of a sudden, they had, you know, found this self-belief, and they were so excited to race. And I'm like, okay, I can focus on myself tonight. This is great. But yeah, just kind of talking the girls through that that process when they haven't been there. You know, it's still just another swim meet. So there's really no need to get, you know, too uptight about it.
Well, we just get awfully excited, and we're really sitting in awe of not only Coach Luz, what Johansson has done, but you, Lily, the women. We're going to talk to Vinny here in a second, Lanza. He was Big Ten swimmer of the championships, and he is up and coming, rising as a sophomore. But it's a great feel-good story, and again, congratulations on what was, even going back to all of the training from a year ago when you sat, 6-8 months ago when you sat coming back from Rio. It's been fabulous in one word.
Thanks.
Lily King joining us along with Ray Luz, and the women doing the job and climbing up the ladder in national program prestige, and they're doing a great job of it. When we come back, we'll talk with a young man from Brazil, Vinny Lanza, and talk a little about the men and what they accomplished. Oh, by the way, what they accomplished, the Big Ten Championship, first time in 11 years. They brought it back earlier this winter. We'll talk with Vinny. Coach Ray Luz, the coach of the year for both programs in the Big Ten for an eighth time in his career. When we continue a night of celebration for IU swimming, diving, men's and women's, we're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Having fun tonight. It's a Tuesday night. We always do from our home away from home, Yogi's, here at the corner of 10th and Indiana. We put you up to it last week, and boy, the response has just been massive. I stepped through the kitchen the other night, and they were blending those milkshakes, and I'm talking about the Devour B-Town 2017 menu, which continues. $22, two people, includes one appetizer to share, a couple of entrees, and a couple of those delicious chocolate mousse milkshakes, just to wash everything down. So come on in if you're out and about. I believe that runs through Saturday, April the 1st. So Patty Cullen and the crew here, Joanna Glasscott, getting things done with this outstanding crew. And by the way, Tim Isley is our Employee of the Week. Congrats out to Tim. As we continue along and welcome back Coach of the Year, Ray Luz, along with his rising sophomore, young man out of Brazil, Vinny Lanza, joining us in conversation. And Vinny, you know, before we talk about how you got here, we know that hopefully your parents are streaming this tonight. And how about saying hi to them and ask them how they're doing?
Yeah, for sure. Em português?
Yeah, whatever.
Pai, mãe, estão escutando aí do Brasil, todo mundo. Beijo pra vocês, amo vocês.
All right, and translated into English means?
Oh, I said, hey, mom and dad, hope you guys listening, love you guys.
Well, I tell
That's
you
fantastic.
What, you
know, huh? That's fantastic.
Oh, that's great. This is great stuff. And so is this young man, and his future is up and coming, as we say, and there wasn't anything wrong about his winner. Ray, try to put that in perspective before we talk more about Vinny. You know, you told me right after he won the Big Ten Swimmer of the Championships, if you had a hardest working player award that they give out in a lot of sports, you'd find few that would outwork this young man, much like over on the women's side with Lily.
No, Vinny's got the whole package. And if you think about it, he arrived January 2016 of last year. So he's only been in our program a little over a year, and the progress that he's made, you know, becoming the Big Ten, you know, swimmer of the championships and a real, you know, force in the NCAA.
Yeah.
Vinny's got one of the brightest futures on our men's team. And we were just talking about Tokyo 2020, and he will be there. It's just a matter of how many events, because he's a super versatile young man.
Vinny, tell us where we know you're from Brazil, obviously, and as Ray just alluded to, you've been in Indiana for just over a year now. Yep. Talk to me about the biggest adjustment coming from your homeland to Indiana, this campus, and all it had afforded you.
I think the first months here were really tough for me. I came from like, I think the toughest thing was the temperature, actually.
About that.
Yeah. I came from Brazilian summer straight to like hundreds Fahrenheit to like 30s. I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I can take
great,
this.
Great take you to the Walmart to get some long jumps.
Yes. Get my boots on and like all the three jackets. But, and it's like a totally different like culture. It was a little bit hard to adjust, but with time, I got like closer to the guys, the teammates. My teammates support me a lot in all this process that make it a lot easier.
Before we talk a little about what you've accomplished this year, give us your upbringing. I mean, the city you were born in, we're located in Brazil.
Yep. So I was born in Belo Horizonte, Minas Gerais. That's in the southeast of Brazil. That's about 1 hour flight from Rio and São Paulo, so the biggest city. My city is pretty big. It's like 4 million people. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, so that's a big country, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we saw a lot of great things happening in Rio.
Yeah.
How far is Rio from your hometown, then?
So, driving will be around like 7 hours.
So, now, tell me about the recruitment process. You told us about, you know, some of the adjustments that you've made. Mm-hmm. How did you arrive here? How did you get a line on Indiana U?
Actually, my friend from Brazil, he used to swim here in Arizona, and Nicolas Nilo, and he helped me a lot with like all this process to make this bridge between the university and me. So he rose this like idea to come to the U.S. It's like, Vinny, I think you'll be like better there. They have a better structure. You'll be able to study and swim. That's a thing that is not possible in Brazil to do at the same time, unfortunately.
You know, you were only here a couple of months, and you scored last year at the NCAAs, and here you're on the podium this year after the 100 fly, and you were 12th in the 200 fly. Well, you're kind of a jack of all trades. You're beginning to mold into that. You swim the IM and the 400 medley relay, but What was the biggest difference for you outside of the maturation process, Vinny, between last year's NCAAs and this year?
I think it was all like a mental process. Last year, I think, was like a new thing for me. NCAAs was like a new tournament, like new guys, a new level of racing. That was something that I haven't experienced yet. But this year, I think, we sit down with Coach Ray and he said, Vinny, you were able to go there and like race these guys the same level. So that was like, I think, the major like change to like believe in myself that I'm able to race those guys and try to score as much as I could to Indiana.
Well, you scored a lot, and I say you're Vinny Lanza joining us, one of the key cogs in the men winning the program's 25th Big Ten championship and its first in 11 years. What was that feeling like, even before we talk about your individual accolades? Team, first time in 11 years, and you're one of the key cogs.
That was awesome. The whole team was really excited about this perspective to like win a championship. Was a dream for us, but like in the beginning of the season turned into a goal. So everyone believed and everyone was working really hard to be able to get this opportunity and write our names in Indiana history. So I think it was a great experience. I had so much fun with my teammates, and I'm so happy that we could accomplish that.
I get an early feel, although, as I say, you can do a lot. You're a versatile young man, obviously, but I got a feel that, you know, here early in your career, the 1 and 200 butterflies are your go-to trades, and the times, the top 10 times already. As a young sophomore, the fastest in school history. The early success, what's this all mean to you? Is it just, do you incrementally kind of take it 1 year at a time and see where you go and how your career winds up? But how satisfying has it been to date to do what you've done with these times?
Yeah, I think I haven't like actually stopped to think all about this. We think a lot about like each step, each baby step to take it for the future. But we have like a main goal, a big goal, and a big dream to the future. That's go to the Tokyo 2020 and try to get the podium there. I miss the Olympics in Rio by 0.05 in the 100 fly. So it was pretty tough for me. So that just helped me like to keep hungry for Tokyo and try to get my goal, my dream.
How about the relay events? And again, your splits are, clockers time. I mean, they're getting ready to go off the charts as well. You happy with where the your competition, your relay are going as well?
A relay, I think, is a really interesting like event in swimming because swimming is a mostly like individual sport, but in the relay you can feel part of like a team, like a group of guys. So you and three more guys are trying to do something together. So every single leg of the relay is really important. And right now I'm just trying to do like my best and get like a little bit of like advantage or like get the guys that are behind to make this team succeed. And like it's really good to swim a relay. My times right now are starting to get like better and really like close to the best guys in the NCAAs and the relays legs, the fly legs. So I think next year I hope I'll be better, even faster, so I can help our relays.
Well, it's going to be interesting to follow all of that success. Well, we talk about a team, and I like to just talk about Vinny, and we'll bring Ray in because he put the schedule together. But that wasn't some cupcake schedule you guys swam against. And you went through the dual portion of the schedule 11-0. That got you ready and primed for everything. Talk a little about that experience.
That was great. That was actually like surprising because we faced some really good and really strong teams during the season. We faced our first meet was actually against like Texas, the last champion, Florida, the top like three teams in the country. And we were able like to put everyone together like as a team, as a group, and a really strong group of men to succeed and like beat them was awesome. And I think we just carry out like keep the ball rolling through the season, and it was great. Like 11-0 was really impressive.
And it was really a good, and I use that word springboard a lot because I'm into diving too. I thought that, we'd give Drew Johansson, although he's not here, use that word occasionally because it did focus him, get him ready for the Big Tens. Any inkling? Well, first of all, give me your feel pre-Big Ten championships. I know what the goal of the team was, and that's to win the doggone thing, which you did. Any inkling of how well you were going to do? What was on your plate going in? And then step back and tell me how it felt to become the Big Ten swimmer of the championships.
We all know, like, before the meet that how many points each of you have actually, like, to score to be able to win. And I was talking with the guys, and I'm like, yeah, Vinny, you're going to need, like, to win most of your events. And, like, next season, I was like, yeah, I know about that. But like, it's really hard. Like, you put a pressure on yourself, but as Ray always says that, like, if you feel pressure, like, that's pressure is a privilege. So if you're there and you're feeling pressured, I think you're in a good spot. So it was great to go there, and everything that I had planned in my head, like, went right. So and I ended up with like the swimmer of the meet, so yeah. It was a great experience.
Well, it was indeed, and through a coach's eye, how did it feel?
He just did a fantastic job. His IM improved remarkably, and his confidence is so high now. He's a changed young man, and just looking down the road for Vinny, his freestyle is really, really good. And we're going to see that next year. He's going to get more opportunity on some of the freestyle relays. And he'll also be better prepared by what he's gone through this year to handle that increased event load. Like he had two more 200 IMs this year mm-hmm. at the NCAA championships than he had to deal with as a freshman. And he did a great job. And, so... Yeah, the sky's the limit for Vinny. We have an older coach on staff, Dennis Dale, and he thinks Vinny can be really, really special the line.
Yeah, and you have so many of them, both sides, men and women, Ray, in the barn. You're just blessed with the talent that you've been afforded, and it gets back to, you went out and recruited them and brought them here. So now we're seeing the fruits of all of that. Vinny, talk to me a little about, we do have one thing in common, we're both Aries. Do you believe in the stars and all the signs and stuff like that? We're both Aries, by the way. You just celebrated your 20th birthday. How'd that go? Did you do anything special?
Yeah, I was in the meet, and It was great to celebrate with
my
teammates.
I saw that on Facebook, the pictures, and it couldn't come at a better time, huh?
Yeah, and I think my gift was swim fast in the meet and get together with my teammates. It was great. I don't believe a lot in this, like, sky stuff, but I think we do have, like, a destiny and someone that guides around and us, and I think...
Well, I'm going to always circle that. My daughter's birthday is the 23rd. And it's my birthday, so now I got somebody's birthday on the 22nd that I'll remember. Ah, Vinny, due to win the 100 fly national champion. So anyway, hey, we talked to Lily about what's on her plate. You've stepped back. Have you been able to relax any since the NCAAs?
I had 2 days off, so I'm coming back tomorrow already to the pool. And I'm actually, like, kind of bored already. I have so much time free and feels kind of weird. And it was great to step back and, like, think about this past week. I think we as a team can be so much better next year, and I think we will be. It was a great accomplishment to get seventh, but we have a team to like, fight for the top five and fight for a national title for sure.
Well, I think that's just a matter of time. And, and before you graduate, I think that we'll let Ray just sit there. And, you know, that's my opinion of how I've seen where the program was and what he's done over his years here. Let me ask you a question now as far as your native Brazil. How do they go about selecting the team? I think it's going to be over in Budapest in the summer, I think July, but how does your country go about selecting its members for the World Championships?
So right now Brazil is not going through a good phase in swimming. We had some problems, corruption problems in the federation, so the president was like stealing basically more than half than the budget of the federation. So right now, they're only taking 8 athletes to the World Championships because of budget. And they're selecting the 8 higher FINA points. Uh-huh. So it's kind of hard, like, to know about this, but they're all based on the how close you are to the world records in your event. And they vary a lot between events. And let's see if I can make it. It's going to be
now,
pretty hard.
Now, and I may be wrong here, are the World University Championships over in Taipei then?
Yeah.
Is that something that is on your agenda list, both of these events, or one or the other?
So the University Games are in the second plan for sure.
Okay.
My first plan is to go to Budapest, and if I don't make the team, as they're only taking 8 guys and girls, and then the University Games would be a second plan and a good option to race in the fast level.
Well, it was a thrill for me to have an opportunity to meet you because your future is bright, young man. What you've accomplished today, along that with Miss King over there, has just been off the charts and mind-boggling, and that's the way I love things to be. And, Vinny, the best of luck to you. Thanks for dropping in, and we'll chart your progress the rest of the spring on into the summer, and the best over in Brazil. And hey, you talked about the cold weather, but how'd you like our warm spring? You know, we had a good February, didn't we? Huh?
Yeah, that was way better than last year.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, stick around. You know how it is in Indiana, or if you've not heard it, you know, if you don't like the weather, just stick around, and it'll change. One thing that won't change is where you're headed, and that's to the top in collegiate swimming, not only here, but on the world beat as well. Vinny, thanks a lot for dropping by.
So
we hope your parents are listening. We think they are. And what time is it, by the way, over there? And,
I think it's one hour more.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's not bad.
Yeah. It's always going to be up there, our conversation. Thanks a lot, my
man. Thank you.
Vinny Lanza joining us, Big Ten swimmer of the championships. And we'll continue to close out things with Ray. When we come back, a night of memories, celebration, all kinds of things relevant to IU men's and swimming, diving, both sides of the fence. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Well, we thank Vinny Lanza, All-American, many times over, along with the great Lily King. Boy, that's just... Enjoying a conversation and really gotten into this tonight because of what we have in front of us. And, it's just – but I want to get back to the men and how rewarding was it Yes, this program, that Big Ten championship was the program's 25th, but the first one in 11 years. How rewarding was it to see the men go out and just, well, take it, as I say, wire to wire?
I agree with Vinny. The undefeated season was a real surprise because we do everything we can to swim. I think we swam six. We swam six of the top 10 teams in the country and beat them all, along with everybody else. So that ended up putting a bullseye on our back that we hadn't really intended, because, you know, we've been playing an underdog role for so long, right, and all of a sudden we were the favorites, and that was something that was really different. But just the feeling of winning that championship and how hard it was, you can't really ever take that away, regardless of what the difference in score was in the end. And it took a little bit of a toll on us. I think we could have been a top five team this year, but that emotional toll in winning the title and then having to try to reload 4 weeks later, we can do better now that we've experienced all this and won and survived. We know we can do better, and we will.
Well, you know, you posted when you went to Nationals your best finish, seventh in 38 years, and it's getting better. You were ninth a year ago. Let's talk just a second about the divers, Walt, because I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, and they, as far as the National Championships was concerned, the guys got 62 points for you, and that's Michael Hixon and James Conner, both All-Americans in both 1 and 3 meter.
That was critical. I mean, not having those two guys last year and then bringing them back online this year. They're both Rio Olympians, and they're two of the most confident, you know, young men in our program. And, you know, they're going to win national titles, both of those guys. It's coming. I know they both wanted to this year, but it's coming, you know, in the future. And James was a sophomore, Mikey a junior, so yeah, they're both coming back. And we've added one of the top diving recruits in the country. So our men are going to be a power, force.
And mentioning diving, Jess Barato, I mean, she scored points in all three diving events. I know she wanted to win. She took a year off from your camp, Drew's camp, to get ready for Rio, and came back and was just a huge asset as well. So I think her time is coming, too, when we're talking, big things.
No question. And I got to play a role in her recruitment. I'm good friends with her, both her parents. They're swimming coaches. So Jessica really comes from an aquatic family, and she's fantastic too. She's got 2 years of eligibility left. So I'm just super excited about the prospects for our diving down the line in the future. And, you know, those kids are just, you know, they work super hard. They perform, you know, well, consistently, and I know they're really excited about trying to make the World Championships this summer.
And Blake Peroni's only getting better, and we kind of forget how young he is. And along with Vinny, he walks off with five All-America certificates. But, you know, before we leave you tonight, you know, and you and I have kind of touched on it. You have touched on it more than I. I brought it up to you once. But, you know, during these past 9 months or so, there seems to be many comparisons going on now between your Indiana men's team and the teams of 40-plus years ago that dominated really the landscape. But how do you just continue to plan? How does that make you feel that, you know, we're arriving, we're getting there? We were seventh in men's. We're getting there. How do you plan on capitalizing on this kind of momentum for, well, both programs?
You know, when I first got here in 2002, that just seemed like such a remote possibility. And, now that I've been here 15 years, just what Doc, Councilman, and Hobie Billingsley accomplished is, that's the mind-boggling, statistics right there. Six national titles and all the Olympians, and doing it year in, year out, year in, year out. They won 20 Big Ten titles in a row. So it's harder to do that now because, you know, there's just more competition. But, if we can just get close to that, I try not to think about that too much because I just don't think that's ever going to happen again. And if we could win one national title, that would be good enough for me.
Well, that's coming, and the place of celebration will be right here at the corner of 10th and Indiana. As always, Coach, it was great talking to you, the kids as well. Just an unbelievable 2016-17. Unbelievable what you did for Team USA in Rio. I told you that before, but this was Indiana University and a special season. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Joe.
Ray Luce joining us. And just before we close out things again, the Employee of the Week is Tim Isley tonight here at Yogi's Employee of the Week. FYI, Reds baseball, well, Royal South Toyota want to keep local businesses local. So travel south, leave happy. Royal South Toyota on South Walnut or on the web at royalsouth.com. Experience Royal South Toyota today. Just one of our fine sponsors along with Hattie Cullen and his crew here at Yogi's. Just great to talk to the kids, and well, it's just a noggin. It's not a noggin scratcher. It's a big wow, as I mentioned. Hey, thanks to our producer Will Boatman, high atop our studios, One City Center downtown. Don't forget NCAA basketball Final Four action coming up on Friday in the Zone. Dave and Glass, your phone calls tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Have an outstanding week. Indiana leading Evansville, by the way, 3-1. They're early in that ball game out at the Barn. It started at 6. So for everyone here at Yogi's at 10th and Indiana, don't forget the Devour B-Town menu. Look it up through this weekend. Have a great week. You've been listening to Sports Talk on News Talk 96.1 AM 1370 WGCL. Good night, everyone.